not there. So you're willing to fit.
On the front, he wants 15. That would be the variance to allow it to 15, and then the back to allow for 5.
I actually went and looked at this. I've known Wendell and Sandra forever. She and my boy teach together in school together. And it just seemed to me that that's putting a large house on a small lot. It's kind of what it seems to me. And
it's so I went, the corner.
I went and looked at it because I knew Wendell and the area. They just sold the house across the street, lot 5, and I've been in that house, at their house. But what I decided from looking at it, neither of those streets are an issue. There's no traffic on them. There's actually, there's a shop building down there, and there's only one house that actually fronts.
This is private. Privately, it's not public maintained. We have to maintain Michael and Brookings.
And the upper one's the same way. And what I decided from my point of view is that it's not an issue for me personally for these setbacks. I was kind of concerned about the sewer, but that's not our job.
No.
That's up to them and not up to us.
So here's the lot. And this gives you a view from the east at the roads and what's on them. Here's the lot where my hand is.
These are the front to the climber. And then so this would be their back doors. This is the Brookings. And then Michael's right here. There's a big house here and one in the back. And like this person here says, this shop sits right here. There's two empty lots in this house. And then this lot. And I am trying to do a lot in a little spot is really what I'm trying to do. And so I don't want to go do house plans unless I get your permission. I didn't want to draw house plans. I did go check on the, I did the perk test, tested fine. And I got Mr. Brightwell out there and I have communicated with Mr. CP. But, it will be tight, but Brett said it will work. Is it LP or LPP?
LPP.
LPP.
Low pressure pipe.
You can, if we can't do, if there's not enough room for the standard, we could go to the LPP. He said, the thing that I put in my notes there was, if I can, the closer I can get to Michael will help on my elevation to the front of the house. So if you gave me the zero here, you know, that would help because then that allows more for my septic. But I know that's asking for, I'm not asking to go zero there, but if I could go, see this one is already at 3. If I can go 3 here, then that leaves me less variance here. That's what I, so like I said, if you tell me I can have it to 3, I'll put it there. If I can't, I'll go to 5. If I have to go to 10, which is normal, then please allow me to have more of this. That's what I'm asking.
That's a subdivision right on Bull Shoals, like Jim Fulkerson did that.
Oh, Jim did.
Deer Lane Resort. Yeah. Is who developed that a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's well when Bull Shoals.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of a hodgepodge. I live at Cedar Creek, and we have a lot of subdivisions like that that were small lot subdivisions and absolutely show up and do what you want to.
Scott, if you move to the right and show us lot number 5, is that the house that's on 5 currently conforming, or does that look like it doesn't have the correct setback or the current setback?
Of course, the front is, again, probably Brookings.
Yeah, they
that looks about 16.
I always wondered why my address wasn't Mission until I found out in this process, wherever you name your address, that's your setback.
The back's 15 or 16, but the front's 16.
So they went off the property. And actually, the property line of this house goes out into Mission.
That one there is 9. This one's probably the front here. It's I can't even read it. 16
above, right?
Yes, Michael is.
So I would rather see the house.
Sounds like.
I mean, I would rather see the setback zero on Michael.
Yeah.
Because I don't think
very little.
Yeah.
That's a steep lot. That would be
That would be awesome for me if you would do that.
But then, because that would alleviate any problems on the front side, and there's not going to be anything back behind you there. Doesn't appear to be going to be built.
Can't be. It's surrounded on three sides with roads.
Here's how it is right now.
Yeah, here's Michael. Okay. That's a good picture. That's
these rails, that were built, these rails are the property line. The former owner put these here right on the line. So that's why I say this is about 23 feet out to this street. Now, by rule, all of this has to be open because it's an easement as a street. So that shed right there, and then if you go on up the hill, there's a well house and another little outbuilding that could be moved. But this is like 3 feet off of the property line.
What is your plans to do with the other lot that you own there? The one past.
This one?
Yeah.
Trying to get my father-in-law to move there. My mother-in-law passed in January. This market kind of created this problem that I own this house here, the white house that we were showing in the picture, and I purchased this house and was trying to get my father-in-law to move over here because my wife has to drive about an hour and a half to Maryville to take care of him. So we still have that idea. Been 85 years in the same spot, so it's tough, but someday he's going to have to give it up, and we're trying to move him in, and this will give us enough time to live here a minute and build this house, and hopefully he'll come over and live with us, so that's the plan. So we were content here, but this market's crazy. We had this place. We put a high number on it, we got it, and I'm scrambling now to remodel lot 3. So that's what's happening. That's my world right now. I've got sheetrock hanging today in this house. So
you can't shorten your house 5 feet.
Well, you know, not make my wife happy without a walk-in closet. That's going to be, if I mean, 70 feet. Here's the plan I drew out, is that if I build myself a garage spot, then that's only leaving me 35 by 30 for a house. I have almost that house here. I'd like to get it out to about 1,400 to 1,500 square feet of living space. That's my goal. 1,400 living space with about a 30 by 40 garage. That's what I'm trying to do. I got toys. I need a place for them.
Does anybody else have any additional questions for Mr. Goff?
No, I've got a question for you. What do you think would be the best opportunity? I would rather see it up the hill. Because there's not going to be any traffic up and down that street, like you're saying.
There isn't on either street.
But you do have houses on the other street that's going to turn there. And if you get that house too far downhill, it's going to interfere with that turn. And this neighborhood may be getting busy. It's going to have a lot of nightly rentals and stuff.
Yeah, we don't know if lots 1 or 2 are going to face whichever street, right?
This is a boat ramp right here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of traffic down there. Yeah, Bull Shovels Lake's just out of sight. Deer Lane Resorts, what that was, in the original development.
So what's your opinion, sir? What do you think? I mean, I hate to split it up.
Well, before we have any discussion, do we need to find out if there's anybody else that was here to talk, here to discuss it?
Nobody against me here. Okay. Yeah, most of the neighbors said, yeah, it's fine, whatever.
Okay. Well, then thank you, Mr. Goss.
Okay.
And then we'll just open this up to discussion.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Rick. Moving it up the hill is advantageous, not only to him, but because of the location.
Yeah.
Towards Michael?
Yes, sir. Because there's not going to be any traffic there at all. and you do have houses on the other side. And I can see if we, I mean, and I'm, we've talked about this before, I'd like to see a man doing what he wants with his property, but we can't make it dangerous for somebody pulling out there and turning and going uphill, even though there's not going to be boats flying up the road. If you've got some 15, 16-year-olds leaving and going up the hill, it could be a little bit of a dangerous turn if you get your house too far out that way.
But Brookings is a pretty washed gravel road. It's got pretty washed gravel road.
Yeah, I showed a picture of it.
Yeah. Well,
so Rick, what you're suggesting is that the easement in the rear of the house would be less, so we're pushing it
zero
up north, or zero up against the property line.
Yes.
So in line or close, I guess.
And then
the only concern I would have is we don't know what's going to happen on lots one and two, to the left of those two, and if they face their house to the north, now they are going to be driving past there, and we just said, well, we're trying to avoid traffic, but there's more traffic there that we're hurting them, right?
But it's 23 foot from his lot line to the road.
It was a long ways. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. True.
I mean, there's a lot of grass there that is easement.
Yeah,
but it's
true. You're not. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to change.
The roads are going to change. Right. Yeah. Generally, I would have a larger question. You know, whenever we have property that backs up to another property owner, you know, what would happen in the future? But in this situation, he's surrounded on three sides by roads. No one's going to own that property. It's not going to affect anybody else.
No.
Even if you were to sell the property, it's not going to affect anybody in the future.
It's just traffic pattern all I was concerned with is pulling up there and turning to the left from the lower streets. You're better off with that house further up the hill to give you more view. And like that boat ramp, there's not going to be anybody going in and out of there anyway at any kind of problem speed.
Do you want to force him to put it there or give him the option, say that he can place it, we can do a variance of this or of that?
I think we need to force him to force put it up there.
Okay.
I mean, he's very cordial about being able to make some adjustments.
Yeah. I was just asked for 15 feet. You tell me where I can put it.
I think it's a good idea to go ahead and establish, you know, not a range, but, you know, a place.
Well, if you take 5 off the back, then you'd add that 5 to the front, and it'd be a 20-foot setback. He could build within 20 feet of the front and zero, and that includes overhang, zero on the back. And then that way he can't move it down.
So zero on the back is not from the wall, but from the overhang.
No, the overhang, not the gutter. Of course, that would probably be a gable in unless it's a hip roof, but
right,
the fascia. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a 16-inch soffit, then you're whatever that is. You know, you need
short
to be that.
Right.
That's why I went with the 15 instead of just 5 because I knew you're going to start adding things on, and I didn't want to be that tight.
Well, leaving it further discussion, or would someone like to make a motion?
So, Scott, would you tell us again exactly how we need to
work? Well, if you take 5 feet off the back instead of a 5-foot variance, it's zero. Then you'd add the 5 feet to the front. Instead of 15 on the front, it'd be 20. Can't build within closer to 20 feet of the front and within zero on the back. Plus taking 5 off the front and 10 off the back as far as the setbacks, that's the 15 feet deduction from the total of setbacks distributed as 10 in the back and 5 off the front, which makes it 20, zero.
You want to make that motion?
I can. We would recommend and agree to a zero setback on the back side of the lot, which would be Michael Street, and a 20-foot setback on the front, which is Brookings.
Jane,
is that worded properly?
Perfect.
And that's what we will allow.
Well, you need to make the motion.
And I will make that motion to allow those setbacks. Zero on the back on Michael, 20-foot setback on the front, which is in Brookings Street.
I'd second that motion.
Okay, we have a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
No opposed?
Okay, very good.